about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And we are off. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. How y'all doing? Yeah, in the middle of yesterday's show, we got some good news. So I get to share that with you. Looks like Talkers Magazine has chosen our show to be in the top 250 in the country. I only thought there were 249 also. So, but it is a huge honor. No, there's actually a lot more. There are some very, very talented people in this country doing shows all over the place and so many news talk stations, etc. So, it's a huge honor, for me, especially since I've only been on air for about 3 years. So pretty exciting. But the only reason why it happened is because of you all. So thank you all for tuning in, right? Just keep the radios on just a little bit longer. Don't, you know, expect there to be better talent coming anytime soon. It's me. All right, that's it. So just, you might as well leave your radios on. I know y'all have been waiting for 3 years for a better doctor to come on air. Ain't happening. So, yeah, this is it. Thank you all, though. Thank you so much. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network. Okay, so I guess in 5 years, they're predicting that robotic sex partners will replace prostitutes. I don't know if this is a recession thing and they're trying to save money, but they think that machines, women, girly type machines, they're talking about men, but girly, you know, like the Austin Powers sex bots, right? Those, yeah. They say those are probably going to be, within the next 5 years, the new prostitute. Yeah, I guess. This is published in the current issue of the journal Futures. Ian Newman and Michelle Mars at the University of Wellington's Victoria Management School explore how robotic prostitutes could provide a solution to many of the problems associated with the sex trade, namely human trafficking and the spread of STDs. They say, taking a cue from predictions by European Robotics Research Network Chairman Heinrich Christensen, who claims folks will be having sex with robots in 5 years. Now, okay, I don't know much about things that are out there that people have sex with. I know there's dolls, more dolls and blow up dolls, but I think that's it. And from what I understand, many people dislike them because they're not very active and they don't move. Now, how good are these robots getting? I mean, you know, if somebody is, let's say, advancing the robot, and we're seeing scientifically, right, and technologically a robot advance, wouldn't the robot say, I got a headache? No, I got my period, I'm bloated, decline. You know, I mean, you can't stop science. I mean, you know, you're thinking you're making a robot that's going to say yes and be happy with it. No, I mean, if technology is going to continue, these robots are going to say, no, sorry, no, not in the mood, a little bloated. I don't want to expel any gas. Now, the other thing, too, we need to think about is, you know, batteries and electrical current. I don't know how safe this would be, but I know some of you are like, how are they going to make a robot, you know, Mr. Roboto, you know, something like that, that is feminine enough and curvy and can, I guess, undulate the way you're supposed to during intercourse, from what I hear. Now, over the weekend, was it over the weekend or last week, I had posted on my Facebook page how in Japan they had a female robot. And this female robot, you could not tell she was female. No, I'm sorry. You couldn't tell she was a robot. All right. She was wearing a dress, the skin color, her eyes were blinking, her mouth moves. Now, of course, the singing you could tell was a little fake, but, you know, she looks human. And they say they want to later use these robots later as still as, why can't I think of the word? You know, when you have a movie stand-ins, you know, like in movies, we have the background people, right? So it would be cheaper. You could use these robots. You could change your hair, whatever, and you don't have to hire real people. So why not, I guess, turn it into a sex object? I don't know. I mean, I guess if there's a demand. I mean, remember, these things wouldn't be out there if there wasn't a demand. So I don't know what you people are doing, but if you are demanding that we have some sort of robotic prostitute, I guess they're going to make one. Now, how much would a robotic prostitute cost? I don't know. Now, they say right now, I don't know. Sorry, I haven't looked on eBay lately. They're not made yet. The Yub Yum is Amsterdam's top sex club for business travelers, located beside a 17th century canal house on the Singel. It is modern and gleaming, and they say that entry costs $10,000 for an all-inclusive service. All right? It's part of the red light district. So my guess is it's going to be cheaper than the $10,000 you pay to, okay? I mean, if that's something you want to budget for. I understand. I mean, I'm a woman, you know, married to a man, and I'm glad I'm married to him. I wouldn't be able to be married to anybody else. I love him to death. But on the flip side, it's probably very difficult for him to be married to me. Yeah, I'm not the easiest person to live with, and we've talked about why, right? Yeah, no, I'm not going to go into the hair. But, you know, so I guess there could be maybe there are some people that are secretly going, this sounds good. This sounds actually really good, Dahlia. I don't have to have a wife that talks back to me. I could have somebody that just, you know, appeases me and appeals to my every desire and shuts up when I need her to shut up. And, I mean, if that's what you guys want, then fine. Have at it. But it's going to get boring. And one of these days, you're going to need, you know, somebody that has an opinion. And you're going to, And like I said, these robots are going to later say, sorry, got a headache. Okay, we got a lot to talk about. We got a grandma supplying pot to a bunch of dealers. We got Ryan O'Neal with prostate cancer. Warren Buffett with prostate cancer. What's going on with all the cancer going on right now? We have a man who, I guess, found a one-night stand, but she wanted so much sex that he had to get the police to intervene. I know, sounds like a pretty tough problem. Don't go away, but I want to hear from you guys, so please call in 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life. but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJak.com. Be sure to spell FlowJak.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK, 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your turtle tough shelter and accessories included at turtletoughshelters.com. That's turtle, T-U-F-F, shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at turtletoughshelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Of course, you can follow us on Twitter. Please do, because then throughout the day, anytime I get updates, I can send those to you. And, of course, please follow me on Facebook. All right, so what's going on here? Looks like there's a lot of movie stars or stars that, I guess, owe some pretty big taxes. They say from Lindsay Lohan to Pamela Anderson to Ozzy Osbourne to Wesley Snipes, some celebrities have faced some serious tax problems. I don't understand how they think they could get away with it. I really don't. I mean, I've gone off before. I won't go off on taxes. It's just I'm a little frustrated by this. I'm also frustrated because it looks like almost 2,000 Americans who have been overseas have renounced their U.S. citizenship to avoid paying taxes. Yeah, they're saying it's too much trouble. They're not here in town. They're not here in the country. The online system doesn't work well. So they say to heck with it. Now, there's about 6.3 million U.S. citizens living abroad. So for 2,000 to renounce their citizenship, or close to 2,000, that's not a huge percentage. But some of these people, they're just saying to heck with it. So, what's going on here? We have 50% of the country not paying taxes, right? Then we have stars that just say, forget about it. Let's see. Looks like Pamela Anderson owes about $500,000 in state income taxes. Lionel Richie owes the federal government $1.1 million in unpaid taxes. Come on, people. Come on. The middle class is really getting screwed, all right? And I'm tired of it. I know there's many, many people in all income classes and income brackets that are not paying their fair share. That's why I've always liked the flat tax. I remember learning about that in school. I think it was the fifth grade, right? Let's say they came up with a 8% tax or a 10% tax. And no matter what you make, you pay 10%. So it's equal. Not in terms of equal amount, but it's your share. So somebody who only makes $1,000 a year pays $100. And then somebody that makes $100,000, exactly, yeah, et cetera. So why? I don't understand why we have such a disparity. I don't think any other country puts up with our lack of tax-paying behavior. I really don't understand that. But anyway, Dr. Dolly has to pay her taxes. I think everybody else should, too. Okay, now this grandma is doing her part for the economy. 73-year-old Oklahoma grandmother has been busted on charges that she ran a lucrative drug operation that supplied marijuana to drug dealers in 4 states. When I put this on Facebook, some people are like, oh, thank heaven she exists. Come on, people. Lay off the dubs. Police found about 4 pounds of pot and a semi-automatic pistol. You got to see this woman. She's a little old lady, cute little thing, and a revolver, and more than $276,000 of cash. I doubt she's paying taxes on that because it's cash. When they raided Darlene May's home, her name is Darlene May, she supplied 40% of the pot circulated in the area, including Tulsa, city of Tulsa, parts of nearby Arkansas, Kansas, and Missouri. Oh, boy. Authorities have been trying to find her for years. They only learned of the identity of her this week. Then several hours later, they have been for years trying to bust the kingpin of this, and it's a little granny. Now, the son was helpful, too. Jerry Dorsey was arrested also on charges of possession and intent to distribute. He was carrying about 2 pounds of pot and $2,100 in cash. No, he was not on his way to pay his taxes either. Wow. Under the box spring was a vacuum-sealed bundle of bills labeled $15,000. Oh, boy. More cash was found in the bed of her pickup truck. All in all, officers seized $276,580. I wonder where the money goes. Some of you guys in law enforcement, where does the money go? Does it go to the state? Does it go to the government? Does it go to the, police force? Do you donate it to charity? What do you do? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. I'd like to know. That's kind of interesting. Okay. I got to tell you, you first responders, I don't know how you do it. All right, so it looks like a German man met up with a woman for a one-night stand. This was in Munich. 43 years old, met a lover, and she was kind of good to go. Kind of a sure thing. So they went back. She was 47. He was 43. Rob of the Cradle, right? And they went back to the apartment. And the pair had sex several times, they said. Now, the next morning, he wanted to leave. And she demanded another round. He was so exhausted that he went out on the balcony and he called the police. Now, he looked like he was going to jump, but he wasn't. So he fled to the balcony, called the police, because the partner would not let him leave the apartment. Then the dispatched officers that came to her apartment, she tried to seduce them into bed. Apparently, though, the officers were not in the mood. And now she is facing possible charges of sexual assault and illegal restraint. You guys have to really, really be careful with handcuffs. All right. I heard of a case a long time ago where, two people, they were just kind of having fun and one handcuffed the other. And, the person said, all right, let me go. And we've seen movies about this. And the other partner was like, well, no, I want more. Well, no, I'm done. Unhandcuff me. No, I want more. Well, the person that wants more then is up on charges for rape. All right. Don't let yourself get into a position where you can't flee. We've seen the movies all the time, right? You get handcuffed, they walk away with the key, and you're stuck. Honestly, it's really not worth it. All right? I don't think handcuffs are all that they're cracked up to be. All right? I think there's other ways of restraint. Now, let's say you are very suspicious of your lover. If you are suspicious of your lover, you really shouldn't be sleeping with them. Okay? That's just, an aside. But let's say you don't care. Then my recommendation is, tell them that you think it's sexier for a scarf. But do not do the handcuffs, because many people cannot get out of it. Now, this particular person, he could. He just couldn't get out of the apartment. I don't know how he couldn't take this 47-year-old woman on and leave, but his only choice was to go out to the balcony and scream for help. All right. So, yeah. man. People's problems. People's problems. Okay, well, some people have bigger problems than that. So we're looking at right now, Ryan O'Neill diagnosed with stage 4 prostate cancer. Now, he had successfully battled leukemia. Remember he had myelogenous leukemia in the late 90s? Now, Ryan O'Neill, many of us remember from movies in the 70s like Love Story. Very cute guy. We remember his daughter, Tatum O'Neill. I think she was in Bad News Bears. And Ryan O'Neill had taken care of Farrah Fawcett. They had had an off-again, on-again relationship, but he stayed with her till the end when she was fighting rectal cancer. So we were like, oh, this is a good guy. Now all of a sudden he's diagnosed with stage 4 prostate cancer. He said he was shocked and stunned by the news, but he feels fortunate that was detected early. Detected early? It's stage 4. And he says, according to his extraordinary team of doctors, the prognosis is positive for a full recovery. Well, I hope so. I hope so. But, you know, it's frustrating when you see something like this. Okay, you know, why would somebody get diagnosed at stage 4 in this day and age with PSAs and plenty of fingers around to do rectal exams? I mean, I know people say, Dr. Dahlia, there's such a doctor shortage. Yeah, but think about it. Every doctor has 10 fingers. So there's not a finger shortage. You could get your prostate exam. You have to ask for it. So stage 4, I hope we could fight this puppy. But he seems positive, and his team seems positive. Now, Warren Buffett, I never understood why his name is a buffet. That would sound a little fancier. But anyway, Warren Buffett now has revealed that he has stage 1 prostate cancer. Now, I think he's, what is he? He's 80 years old. How old is he? I forget how old he is. I know he's rich. And by the age of 80, 80% of men get some sort of prostate cancer, they say. So this isn't that shocking. I think he's 81. Now, I think it's very frustrating that everybody's talking about these people's prostates. You know, I mean, if you want to reveal it so you can increase awareness, that's fine. So I'm not going to spend too much time talking about people's prostates. If, God forbid, something happens to my uterus lining, please, you know, tell people that it's not news. I really don't want to hear about Dr. Dahlia's uterus lining. So I guess, you know, he's very optimistic and he's, you know, but you see, stage one, you know, being found stage one is great. I mean, there's so much we could do. When it's stage four means it's metastasized and it's gone to other places. So you have to hope that you could really, really nail it. Now, there's a new therapy out that we're going to be talking about after the break where I guess it's an ultrasound type therapy for prostate cancer. And this is supposed to, again, I hate when they say no side effects whatsoever, but they say no side effects. As opposed to radiation, which could cause you to have erectile dysfunction and certain other types of genital issues. So that sounds promising, ultrasound. So we'll get into that when we come back. All right, boy, this is a biz. We are just packing it all in. Well, I got 10 fingers. All right, don't go away. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
A healthy heart starts with Extendivite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. $4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon?
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals. If you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes, with fatty meals. It can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save earth.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I am typing a little note to Kyle. I thought I could type while talk, but, you know, it just doesn't work. So I'm just typing. Sorry, I type pretty fast. Can you hear how fast I type? La, 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 la. See, that's pretty fast. Okay. Yeah, see, I heard it was rude to talk to your team while you're on the show. So, yeah, you know, I kind of type the little notes, but I don't text. My phone is off like all your phones should be off. Okay, so let's take a look here. And Kyle says, quit typing me in the middle of the show. Okay, good. All right, now, prostate cancer treatment. Apparently, according to a British study, there's a new procedure known as HIFU. You got that? High Intensity Focus Ultrasound. HIFU. And they believe that this is probably one of the best ways to fight prostate cancer while reducing side effects. Now, usually we do surgery and radiation. You could have pain, impotence, incontinence, etc. Now, this treatment, they say patients are back home in 24 hours. Good, because I really have a lot of chores that my husband does. God forbid he ever has anything like this. I can't have him, you know, sitting in the hospital for any good time. He's got a lot of work to do. And they say it may be able to target specific cancer sites and use sound waves to heat up and kill those cancer cells. I like it. I like it. The results show, according to the study, that 12 months after treatment, none of the 41 men in the trial had incontinence of urine. That's where you can't hold your urine. And just one in 10 suffered from poor erections, which is a much better rate than the erectile dysfunction we usually see with surgery and radiation. Now, the majority of men, they said 95% were cancer-free. Okay, now they aren't telling us which stage in this particular site from the Global Post. But I got to tell you, you know, the idea of ultrasound and heat and blasting cancer, I think is exciting. And again, if it's not painful, or as painful as, you know, the other treatments, if I had a prostate, I'd go for it. You know, we were talking yesterday about some really cool advances that they have. Like there's this heart implantable device that we were talking about yesterday. Not during your hour of the show, so I'm trying to kind of fill y'all in. And I guess they inserted like a pacemaker, and then there's this little remote control that's on the outside of the body, and it senses you about to have a heart attack. So when it senses you about to have a heart attack, it goes, you know, it has all these alarms and colors and sounds. So people around you could look at you and go, remember Lord of the Rings? Yeah, we're going back to Lord of the Rings. Remember Frodo had that sword that would glow when something bad was happening? And, oh, who's Sam? Sam would go, Frodo, you know, bad guys, the orcs are coming. And then they're like, the orcs. But they knew because the sword lit up. So this little heart implant thing, this implant device that tells you that a heart attack is coming before it's coming, way cool. You know, another thing that they have coming around the bend is for those people with an asthmatic attack, they give you a jolt of electricity near your neck. Now, I know for any of you that are asthmatic, it doesn't sound fun. For those of us that don't have asthma, that doesn't seem to hurt us. I'm developing asthma. You know, I've lived in the desert so long that I think the dust is settling on my lungs. I've never smoked, but I start to feel, you know, a little wheezy sometimes. So I may have to get this. But I guess what this treatment does is it zaps you with some electricity such that you open up your airways. So rather than taking a hit of an inhaler, which many of us have to do, we could zap you with electricity. It opens up the airways, and you have a bronchial dilation and then more alveolar oxygen exchange. So pretty, pretty cool stuff. I love this. I know you guys are all probably falling asleep, but I think this is really, really cool. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Oh, Dr. Dahlia, you crack me up. You were talking about that little heart thing, that is implant that can it detects whatever for a heart attack. And you cracked me up with that because I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Smokey and the Bandit 2.
Oh, yeah.
Where he has, where the sheriff has this little monitor thing, and every time somebody mentions what's his name? It goes off and goes beep 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 and like that. That's what that reminded me of.
That's cool.
Sometimes you want to call it high tech, I call it quirky. Thank you.
That's cool. No, that's cool. Thank you for calling. Boy, some of these movies were classics, weren't they? I try to get my kids to watch, you know, some of the older movies that were funny. I think so many movies we're seeing now. I mean, all right, here's my movie review. Here's the Dr. Dahlia movie review. All right. I saw The Wrath of the Titans. Now, I have to admit, I sat there and I thought it was kind of stupid. Now, I really love the whole Greek mythology stories. I like the first Clash of the Titans with the ketchup falling out of Medusa. I like the newer Clash of the Titans, but Wrath of the Titans, I guess, is the sequel. And I'm sorry to do movie reviews on the show, but it was kind of stupid, you know. And, of course, my kids liked it. A lot of special effects. That's fine. You know, you go for entertainment, etc. But, you know, it's just where are the quality of movies? You know, now I'm really hoping Battleship, you know, they made a movie out of Battleship. Do you know they were going to make a movie out of Monopoly? I don't know if that ever flew. You know, when you run out of ideas, you go to Hasbro or Mattel and try to figure out. I mean, I'm sure there's going to be a Barbie movie. I don't know. But anyway, this Battleship movie, because we like Battleship and Terminator-type stuff is associated with it, looks good. But I got to tell you, a couple of the previews have been looking kind of stupid. So I just hope they really don't stupefy some of these movies. Now, Hunger Games, I hadn't realized it was a book originally, and I'm watching this movie, and my jaw dropped. I'm like, oh, my God, this is so good. What a phenomenal story. Well, of course, it was a book before it was made into a movie. So I think a lot of these movie producers need to just stick with, get a good story, and then make a movie out of that. But don't try to force a movie out of a sequel. The other thing, too, that really bothers me without ruining the movie for you is with, like, Wrath of the Titans, they start to change some of the Greek mythology stories. And I hate that. I hate watching a movie where somebody in Greek mythology dies or they have a kid that has the wrong name to what the kid was supposed to have. And I'm like, really, guys? You know, the Greek stories, the mythology stories are not that difficult to follow. Okay? I mean, every movie has Perseus in it. In one movie, Percy Jackson, Perseus was the son of Poseidon. Perseus isn't the son of Poseidon. Why would they do that? Why would they make Perseus the son of Poseidon? Perseus was the son, the half-son of Zeus. And they, you know, these movies do that. And yeah, they're entertaining, but don't be messing it up, because some of the best stories I think ever are the whole Greek mythology stories. And I think they're cool. And what's so cool about them is because every time there's a story, you could identify with Athena or Aphrodite. I would identify with Aphrodite. Thank you. Ares and all that. But then, you know, they have some of them die off and sleep with other people. And you're like, no, 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 that's not how the story goes. That is not how the story goes. All right. So that is my movie review. Okay. Now, for those of you that like salads, I wouldn't know. Looks like Dole is recalling bagged salads. Yeah, see, I don't like washing my own lettuce. I just like getting the bagged salads and then kind of throwing them in a bowl, throwing some tomatoes on top of them and some salad dressing, and then that's it. But apparently, Dole Food Company, apparently I'm repeating myself, Dole Food Company's Fresh Vegetables Division is recalling 756 cases of bagged salad. All right. The lettuce salads, why are they doing it? Because a random sample had salmonella. Ooh. Now, nobody's been sick. Okay. The recalled salads are sampled the use-by date of April 11th, 2012. I better check. We buy this stuff. All right, lots of states: Alabama, Florida, Illinois, Indiana, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Mississippi, New York, North Carolina, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, and Wisconsin. So be careful, guys. You don't want to get salmonella from your vegetables. Another reason to skip vegetables, just eat the meat and potatoes. No, 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 you got to eat your vegetables. Very, very important. Okay, whew. Boy, we are done. We are done. All right, when we come back, looks like there's a new TSA screening machine. And we're going to touch upon, looks like they have a blood test for depression. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in. That's almost one per block. Will that one home be yours? Well, I found an amazing little gadget to keep the bad guys fooled, and it's called Fake TV. Fake TV is a low-cost, small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV. When you go on summer vacation, yes, get rid of the obvious signs you're away by stopping the mail and the paper, but go a step further in fooling crooks with Fake TV. At only $34.95, what? That can't be right. Yes, for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked and all your possessions gone. Fake TV simulates the light from a real TV and can be programmed just like a lamp on a timer. Use Fake TV in any room for just $34.95 and get additional Fake TVs for only $29.95. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV, 877-5-FAKE-TV, or go to FakeTV.com. For safety, security, and peace of mind, use Fake TV.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. I like that song, so sometimes I just like to sit back and listen to it. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So scientists say that they have developed the first blood test to diagnose major depression in teenagers. This is pretty cool. Again, this is really, really cool stuff today that they found. The test, they say, can actually not only diagnose major depression, but differentiate between major depression or major depression combined with anxiety disorder. Now, right now, doctors and psychiatrists have to rely on, you know, the interview and the doctor talking to the patient and hopefully the patient divulging some information. Excuse me. Now, I don't know if, I hope y'all didn't hear that. That was a loud burp. I don't know if any of you have ever dealt with a teenager before, but when you're sitting there with a teenager in the office and I'm like, okay, so how you doing? Fine. Feeling bad at all anytime? No. Do you ever get happy? Nah. Is anything you want to talk about? No. You think we're done here? Yeah. So that's the conversation I get. And I'm supposed to determine if he has major depressive disorder? Right? It's very difficult, especially when they don't talk. So, yeah, having a blood test will help. Hey, I love blood tests. I love blood tests. Very easy to do. You know, run blood tests and here, blood tests there. Take a look. Then I could show the patient, you see, I'm not just pulling this one out of my retroperitoneum. You do have diabetes. No, I don't, doctor. I go, no, look at the number. Look at the number. You know, it's interesting. Many patients, they want to see numbers. They understand their disease more if there's numbers. You have a set of patients, you know, like with blood pressure. I need to know my blood pressure. I need to know my status. So, like, for example, a disease like asthma where, you know, they're like, well, I can't tell if I'm better. How am I doing? I need to know if I'm better. I'll do spirometry for some of my patients, one, to see where their lung status is, but two, so I have something on paper I could show them. You know, sometimes your spirometry, you get your flow volume curve, and you get some numbers on their FEV1 and their FEV and their FEVC, and et cetera. So I could show people numbers. But with depression, you know, people, they can only tell if they're getting better or getting worse based on how they feel. Now, a doctor not only asks people how they feel, they also talk to the family members. Because some people, they're depressed. They don't feel nothing. So they don't even realize when they're feeling better. Yet you ask the family member and you're like, oh, I caught them singing one day, or I caught them whistling. He hasn't whistled in 20 years, Dahlia. And I'm like, oh, all right, well, we're on to something. But it's a shame because sometimes depression or major anxiety disorder, you know, there's doctors throwing medicine at you. There's family members telling you to take medication, et cetera. And you're like, I just want to feel better. And when these medicines don't work and the therapy doesn't work, it's a real battle. And I really feel sorry for people that have to deal with depression and anxiety. So anyway, Northwestern University researchers say this blood test is able to identify certain gene expression markers that can objectively diagnose the depression in teenagers. The reason why they're talking about teenagers is most adults will tell you, look, I have depression. You don't need to run a blood test on me. I got it. But for some teenagers who really don't know what's going on, right, they think Justin Bieber is, you know, the greater than sliced bread, you sometimes need to help him out a little bit. All right. I guess he's talented. I don't know. All right. Anyway, so for years, and we've talked about this on the show, they were looking for biomarkers that happen to people that have diabetes. I'm sorry. Depression. Sorry. Depression. Okay. So, yeah. Hey, I've been talking for close to an hour, and I still got a couple hours to go. Give me a break. So, over 10 years, they've identified 26 potential markers called messenger RNA for depression based on animal studies of severely depressed and anxious rats. How do they make a rat depressed or anxious? I mean, do they just find these or do they stick them in a room with the cat and kill their mother? I don't know how they get depressed and anxious rats. Anyway, further research in humans found that 11 of those markers could be used to distinguish between depressed and non-depressed patients. So you make a blood test of these markers, right? The markers are low, usually a depressed patient, okay? Then another set of 12 markers could identify people that suffer from anxiety. They did the blood analysis on 28 participants, not the biggest study, but it's enough to be put in the paper, to be put on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 14 of whom had been previously diagnosed with depression and 14 who weren't, and they actually found that they were able to distinguish between the depressed patients and not. So, is this blood test something that's going to be widespread? I don't know. Is a blood test going to be very expensive? I don't know. I mean, I think it's difficult with teenagers and depression. Because, I mean, I would venture to say a good amount of teenagers suffer from some sort of depression. Okay, I have never considered myself a depressed person, ever. I've always considered myself happy-go-lucky. But I am sure my mom will remind me when Dirk broke up with me or Scott went out with somebody else and didn't ask me to the dance, right? Or I probably had some bad days. So, you know, diagnosing depression is really crucial in kids because you don't want these teenagers committing suicide, et cetera. I mean, many of these kids that are suicidal, parents have no clue. So, you know, maybe this blood test could find some usefulness in terms of, all right, I'm taking you to the doctor for a checkup. You don't talk to me. You say everything's fine. While we do routine blood work, we're going to throw this depression test on there. But, you know, for somebody like me that's learned so much psychology, you know, I don't want to rely on a blood test. I mean, I'd like to hear what the patient has to say. But sometimes if the patient doesn't talk, you know, but what are you going to do? If a blood test comes a positive and the kid is telling you, I'm not depressed, you guys are all whack, what do we do? Do we medicate them against their choice? So still a lot more questions. I don't know where we're going with this. But, you know, it's interesting nonetheless. Yeah, I mean, interesting for me. Hope it's interesting for you guys. You know, we need to do that. We need to take a poll. What interested you on the show and what didn't? The commercial breaks, Dr. Dahlia. Okay, I get it. All right, so TSA, did you guys hear about this? TSA, I think, wants to save some money and do away with people. So what they want to do is they want to have these machines that they're going to set up at George Bush International Airport in Houston and San Juan, Puerto Rico, that will actually, is that where they're setting them up? Yep, the test began last week. Okay. Where rather than the TSA agent sitting there with those little backlights and magnifying glasses, et cetera, there's going to be a machine. And they think the machine will do a more efficient job of weeding out fraudulent documents. Now, I'm sure the bad guys are already trying to figure out these machines. The companies of the machines, Basin Systems, Information Solutions, Transdigital Technologies, and NCR Government Systems, I hope there's no moles in there, they're the ones that provided the initial machines. The first 30 machines cost only $3.2 million. All right. Now, personally, I hate sitting there waiting for the scanning and the bar scanning, etc. And I hate the idea that people are going to lose jobs again to machines. And, you know, I have to admit, I think it's good when the TSA agent talks to you. You know, they always kind of talk to you, get a feel, you know, for who you are, right? No, I never drop names. What? Yeah. I do the Dr. Dahlia show. Ma'am, you move over here to the side, please. Over to the side. So, they're going to try to use machines that'll do your scanning. Now, I understand that TSA employees are expensive, and I do understand that a couple of them have been stealing iPads. What was it? Somebody was caught stealing iPads, a bunch of them, about 20 of them, so he's going to get about 10 years of jail. And I guess another TSA agent was eating somebody's chocolate cake. So, you know, I mean, we're starting to make TSA agents look like the bad guys. If the government wants to spend $3.2 million on 30 machines, we'll see what it does. It just, I think that the bad guys and the terrorists are going to be able to figure these puppies out. You know, terrorists aren't that dumb. These guys know, they're always one step ahead of us. All right, we are always one step behind when it comes to security. So we'll see where it goes, but at least no one's going to take our iPad. That'll be nice. All right, guys, another hour coming up. Try to stay on with us, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.